Is King County a sanctuary county, and do we have a similar situation as happened? Have we ever had a similar situation as happened in San Francisco?
Well, you know, sanctuary city is thrown around a lot, but I guess I would say that I guess we are, from the standpoint of we do not, the King County Jail, at least from my understanding, does not honor ICE detainers. Similar
to what does that mean? When is an ICE detainer issued?
Well, an ICE detainer is issued by ICE let me start over on that. Customs Enforcement, when they want somebody held in jail, for them to come and pick them up, typically a few days later. And King County does not, the King County Jail, my understanding, because we don't run the jail, does not honor those detainers, just like San Francisco did not. They let the person out of jail when their sentence is up or when they are ordered released by a judge.
But in the case of somebody like Francisco Sanchez, who apparently had 5 deportations, he apparently had committed drug crimes. Does the same standard apply to someone like that?
Yes. If you're asking me, would he have been released here? I think the answer is probably yes. Again, with the caveat that I don't run the jail. That's a separate
right.
county department.
But is that it? Well, I guess the next question is that a good idea?
Well, obviously, in this case, it was not a good idea. There's no question about that. But with the hundreds, if not thousands, of people that are arrested across the country, booked into jail, and released, regardless of the ICE detainer, I have never heard of a case like this happening before. You know, I think there's a tremendous amount of blame to go around in this particular situation. And it starts with this guy that's been in and out of jail since 1993, I think.
Right.
That's got a second-grade education, that's come back into this country at least 5 times, if not more. But, you know, you can blame San Francisco. You can blame the federal agent that left his gun in the car, so it got stolen. You can blame ICE for not issuing a warrant. They knew this guy was in jail in San Francisco. They knew he was not going to be held. They knew if they got a warrant for his arrest, he would have been held. So, you know, we can play the blame game forever. The bottom line is, this is a tragedy. This is an absolute tragedy that this poor woman died right in front of her father. You know, I understand that. I get that. But we can't keep people in jail forever.
Right. There's a lot of hindsight going on here, no question about it. It doesn't happen that often. But the question comes up, what is the purpose then of sanctuary? See, my idea, my belief was that the idea was to make sure that people who are here, even illegally, aren't afraid to come forward to the police if there's a crime that they've witnessed or if something's happened to them, and that we're not going to kick somebody out of the country just because they were stopped for a broken taillight or something like that. But if they have broken the law, doesn't that mean sanctuary shouldn't apply?
Well, if they've broken the law, it depends on what the law is, I guess. And this guy's got a history of breaking the law, as it goes back to 1991 when he was arrested in Arizona for glue sniffing. That's how his crime spree started. He was arrested several times in the state of Washington in Pierce County for drug crimes, so the sale of marijuana, possession of heroin, on and on and on. The reason why ICE detainers are not recognized in 60 cities across the country, this is not just San Francisco, this is not just Seattle, is because to a certain extent they were abused by ICE. And the message that we need to send, that I think why I supported this, the message we need to send is, you can call the police and we're not going to turn you over to ICE because you report a crime. You're not going to get turned over to ICE because you shoplifted, because you committed a very minor crime. That's what this one was. He was held in San Francisco on a 20-year-old marijuana case. So when the prosecutor's office dropped the charges, he was released.
So unfortunately, he just turned out to be one of those jerks you couldn't predict was going to get a gun and shoot somebody.
I think that's exactly right. And there's some statements now that it was an accidental shooting. We don't know how he got that gun. We do know that the gun came from a federal agent who left it in a car. The car was robbed. Again, 2020 hindsight, there's a lot of things that could have been done differently. But I don't see this as an indictment of the failure to recognize ICE detainers.
The system as it's
tragic,
being applied.
As tragic as it is.
But so you feel the system as it's being applied in King County is working well?
I think it's working well. There are going to be exceptions to it. Occasionally, this is the first one I've heard of, and this is obviously an exceedingly egregious case. And that's why we're talking about it, and that's why everybody across the country is talking about it.
Sheriff Urquhart, thank you.
Thank you, Dave.
Got it. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye.